It's the Pandarin Talk. The Pandarin Talk. Everybody knows it's the Pandarin Talk. The Pandarin Talk. The Pandarin Talk. Everybody knows it's the Pandarin Talk.
Welcome back to the Pandarin Talk. This is another edition of A Day in the Life. And I'm so sorry. I've been very delayed about getting these episodes out. But I'm here now. I'm here to talk. I'm here to give you an app, you know. I'm here to do that for you. So sorry for the other delay. It's just been planting season, you know, my first year farming and that stuff by myself. I mean, my dad's still helping me out, but it's still just been, each year just kind of gets a little busier and busier. So that's kind of what happened. But I am done planting. I got a little side dressing to do eventually. And then I think after that, the main field work is done until harvest. So it's nothing too bad at this point, I guess, is what I'm saying. But yeah, things are just getting a little busy. But hopefully I can get back on a more consistent schedule of getting these episodes out to the people. To the people! But we're going to get back to the same thing. Actually, here, I'll say it real quick. Planting went fairly well, I think, this year. It was basically the same as last year and the final date we finished, but it took maybe more days just in the reason of it was a lot of start and stop. The soil just wasn't ever really that perfect outside of the time that it was perfect right before it got really cold, and I was not comfortable going at that point. So I never had to work a weekend, which was kind of funny because it always rained, it seemed like, on that. Now it doesn't seem like it's going to rain forever. So we'll see what happens. But overall, it's that part. Yeah, the scheduling is kind of weird. I just go for 2 or 3 days-ish, like maybe really more so probably a day and a half. And there's a couple issues in there, machinery not working right or breaking, and having to fix those issues as we go along. That made it go slightly longer than I needed it to, but overall, it went fairly well, I would say, for the most part. Everything's in the ground. I think there's enough moisture there at least to get everything going, unlike last year where it was taking a little more time to get going because it was a little drier. But I think for the most part, everything's looking fairly good, and already trying to plan for the planter next year about what to update, what to change, what to make better, and whatnot. That's basically what's going on. So we'll see what happens. But overall, it's been a fairly successful year, to say the least, I would say, so far. So we'll see what happens. We'll see if the market, if I know no one follows them, probably not many people who listen to this follow the markets, but the markets kind of collapsed. But it's not really that surprising if you had been listening and reading stuff up until this point. It just finally the market's met its maker. I don't know, it got to the point where people were really selling off now, and I think we'll have a little rebound here, but I think the highs are gone for a while, but I do think it'll rally here back up for a little while. Hopefully I can make some more sales for the fall, get into a nice comfortable position with that, and then we'll be on with the rest of the year, and hopefully prices will come down elsewhere, or I gotta figure out and continue to figure out how to reduce my costs while maintaining yield or improving yield and also helping myself out for the future. So we'll see. Overall, I think it'll turn out better. I'm just happy to be done with planning. I was honestly, and I don't know if this is entirely related to this, but the last couple, 2-3 months, I have not been sleeping as well. I would just, I'd go to sleep, I'd fall asleep fine, but then I would wake up just, I don't know, 4 or 5 hours later, and just uncomfortable. Not necessarily like I stressed out necessarily, just more uncomfortable. Like I'm just up, and I'm just like, this sucks. Like, I am uncomfortable. So now I'm curious after with planning. I have a feeling it was still related to probably the stress and anxiety of planning and all that. I'm honestly just curious if that's going to be related to that at all, and if I'm going to be better now. I don't know. It'll be interesting. I could say last night, the first night after being done with planting, well, I guess technically the second, but the first one kind of actually being able to sleep a while, I woke up, but nothing like that, just the standard kind of waking up. I was kind of just hot and sweaty, which is weird because I don't know what's changed in my room, to do that, but that is the case. But overall, I would say I'm doing, we'll see what happens. That's basically what. Wow. That just took a little longer to talk about. But let's get into the logos real quick. We're moving on to the NFC East. And we have the Dallas Cowboys. Pretty, I feel like most of these logos, and I could be wrong, I feel like a few of these logos, at least a couple of them, probably haven't changed much throughout their time. Especially the Dallas Cowboys, the iconic star from 1960 to 1963 is just a dark blue star. And then from 1964, it is what it is now, where it's a blue star with a white outline and a blue outline. Pretty, you know, it's obviously an iconic logo. I'm not really sure, do Cowboys wear stars? I don't know. But overall, it's a good logo. It's simple. You know what it is, and maybe it's just their branding note forever. I'm just looking at their alternate logo history. Was a football player wearing or riding it, which I believe this is like the Broncos, right? They have this logo. It's kind of similar. A man riding a horse, a cowboy riding a horse, but a football player dressed as a cowboy football player riding a horse. A very cartoonish look. But overall, it's pretty good. I'm just looking through. They've had the same helmet history the whole time, basically. A gray and blue, besides their very first time when they're white. They went to red and blue for 1 year. That's really interesting for their stripes. But yeah, pretty much their jerseys and none of that have changed for the longest time. I don't know why their jerseys only started in 1996. Maybe they just never wore jerseys after that point. I don't know. Their word mark is just the Cowboys. There's really nothing that's different about it, I guess. It's overall, it's just a good-looking logo. That's all I can say. It's simple. You know what it is. It doesn't do too much. All right, we're going to go to the Philadelphia Eagles. And now the Eagles, I think the Eagles, it's very retro. I also, probably partial reason I'm maybe like this logo more is it's very similar. And maybe my old high school, North Tama, they stole the logo or copied it a little bit. Because some of these birds they have, or it's like, I kind of remember this logo from my North Tama days. Or at least seeing this in old yearbooks. But basically, holy shit, they go all the way back to 1933. That's nuts. But from 1933 to 1941, they have come somewhat of a similar logo. The 1933 one's kind of bluish, but then it turns to their like more green, the more lighter green, I guess, or green, I guess, money green. Maybe that's the way to put it. But it's essentially just a bird hawking a football, but because these logos are so dated, it just looks like a oval. For whatever reason. 1942, the eagle looks like it's diving more, just instead of just gliding with a football. But diving with a football downwards. And then in 1948, it's that this logo reminds me of the North Tama one, where it's just a bird flying with the logo. And then the 1969 to 1972, you get real, I don't know, retro look? I don't know, it looks like it's an old Atari video game, even though that's right before Atari. 1973 to 1986, I hate when teams do this, but their logo is essentially just the helmet with the wing on it. I do not like that. 1987 to 1995, they go back to the bird, a more realistic, better-looking bird, I guess. And then finally, 1996 is when, which is crazy that it's been since 1996, the Eagle logo, which is the head. And they have the more, they go to the more teal look. And while the teal is dated in other sports, like the Detroit Pistons, and then there's, I can't think of another team, but I know there's other teams that had that teal. Like the Eagles, it's maintained well for the Eagles. But I can't believe that logo looks like it's from 1996, because it does not seem dated like other logos from that time. And so, essentially, yeah, just looking through their alternate history logos, pretty much, you know, the bird for a while with the ball flying, and then it switches to just the Philadelphia Eagles with the head. I don't know what this helmet history is in 1948, but it literally just looks like a green blob on the side with silver next to it. I don't know what. But 1955 is when they adopt the helmet with the wing on it, and then it pretty much stays like that from variations between green and gray to green and white to white. Helmet and green wing back to eventually 1996. They have the logo they still do, which is the teal helmet with a white. It is funny. The Eagles, you think that their jerseys, like, you're like, man, this teal should not still be around. But it has, and it looks good for the most part, I would say. Their wordmark history, just some vintage text here in 1973. And pretty much 1996 to 2021, they had more of the Eagles was like kind of in a, I don't know, an arc-ish type of thing. Just wanted to slant it. And then they go more modern look. It's very crisp looking where it just says Eagles and it's not bad. But it's kind of funny. In the E, they put like, I don't know, is there a bird logo? I don't know. But overall, I don't know what this Memorial logo is for 1989. I'd be curious to figure it out. But essentially, it's just their helmet with a bird on it. But then there's a black stripe. So I don't know. Did an eagle die? I don't know. I'm probably missing some terrible thing that happened in Philadelphia. So I apologize for that. But honestly, with the Eagles, I'm more impressive that they've kept the teal going for this long. That's the coolest part about it. Now, looking at the New York Giants, pretty much that's what I anticipated. Pretty much has been fairly similar to what it's always been outside of the first 15 years from 1945 to 1960. Essentially, it's a logo of a man, a human man, not cartoonish, throwing a football over the skyline of New York City. And it just says New York football. Well, one was New York football. Oh, it has always been the New York football Giants. And then the ones over the stadium they played in the last 4 years, that logo. And then essentially from that point it goes, it's pretty much the NY logo you're used to. And then from 1976 to 1999, it's that Giants, the classic Giants with the line underneath it. But the New York logo is just what they have pretty much now, which is the NY. It was blue, and then for 1 year, they're like, this is in the 70s, of course they did this. It's like white with a blue outline. It looks terrible and atrocious, but exactly what you would expect in the 70s. And then in 2000, it went to their logo now, which is blue with a red outline, which looks much more crisp. Even though I like their primary dark logo history, I guess, which is the white, the red line with the blue background. But essentially, their helmet history is varied from their 1940-1960 was their logo, which is just the blue helmet with red and then numbers on it, which is cool. And then essentially from that, it's blue with the NY or the logo with the red stripe on it, and that's essentially what it's been since then. I will say their logo when it was the Giants, the Giants looked better on the side to me than the NY. But I'm good with it either way. Overall, yeah, I'm just looking at it. Overall, I think it's a great logo, and I like, it's very crisp, it's very easy, it's simple. I just don't like when they did the goofy NY thing and the person over the stadium. But that's just like old football stuff where they had to do that. So overall, it's pretty decent. And then you go to Washington. This is hilarious. This website even is not even dealing with the issues of the Washington football team before they had their issues. Essentially, they used to be, you know, if you know Washington, they used to be I just won't say the name because it's very offensive and it's actually absurd that they went so long with their team. But yeah, I thought it would all be on the same page for the Washington Commanders. But no, they don't show or have their old name at all unless you go looking for it. And I'm kind of just looking at their old logo and yeah, it pretty much essentially, they, for a while they at least went to an R instead of the Native American look. But that was only for a year and they're like, you know what? Let's go back to just having the Native American as their look. Not great to say the least. Not great. And for that reason, not good. They went to the Washington Commanders. I honestly like them being the Washington football team more than them just being the Washington Commanders. Like, they should just drop the Commanders name and just be Washington football. Like, that's, to me, I like that name better, and I wish they would stay at that. But I pretty much, you know what their old name was, not great. Their logo, not great. And I can't really agree with that at all. And so the Washington Commanders look, their W they use is like dark, you know, the maroon with the yellow, gold trim, whatever. But it's like weird, like, I honestly would like it more that they would just have the red and then just the outline, but they do it so it's like three-dimensional. And almost the middle of the W is like, as you look from right to left, it's like the right is in front of the left. It's weird. I don't like it. And what is a commander? I don't know. The only thing I do like is their alternate logo history. They have a nice little like shield type of look. That's the only part redeeming quality of this logo. Otherwise, it's very basic. I mean, it's simple. I get it. It's kind of like what the Eagles updated, like with their wordmark logo history. It's simple, but it's almost too simple and not creative at all. So, if I'm going to power rank any of these logos, this is what it's going to be. Clearly, in last place, it's the Washington. Their logo now sucks. Their logo in the past was very offensive. They should have just been the Washington football team. I probably would have liked Washington football team more than the Washington Commanders. So, for that reason, they are dead last. Will not be close at all. Now, number three, this is hard. I think I'm going to go with the New York Giants. I told you, I do like the Giants, the Eagles, and the Cowboys. The Giants, it's too simple for me. I do like the old football guy over the stadium, but they haven't done enough, and their logo, you know, while iconic, it's just not good enough with that iconic as like what the Cowboys logo is where it's very simple, and they haven't really tried to tweak it at all, and the Giants have tweaked it a little more, and it just doesn't look as crisp and good as I would like it. Then I go with the Eagles, because I can't give a teal the first place, you know? Because I think you talk about the Jacksonville Jaguars, even though it's worked out better for them, and I've liked their past logos with the bird. They still have teal in it, and it works better, but it's just not good enough. So, yes, Jerry Jones, you're welcome. The Cowboys are the best logo in this division. For the fact that it's very simple, they've had it forever, they really haven't made any tweaks to it, and it's just a star. But you all know what it is, and it's pretty good. So, that's basically it for the logos this time, and I'll be back hopefully within a week. We'll see. But yeah, that's the Dallas Cowboys logo is the best in the division. I don't know why I talk like that, but That's it. My name's Sean Danger. Thank you so much for listening. Like, subscribe, tell a friend. That's all you need to do. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to The Pandering Talk. If you got any questions, concerns, or comments, just hit us up on our Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, all under The Pandering Talk. Thank you, and have a wonderful day.